Se tendrá en cuenta que la
take into account that the action must be incredibly violent so as to take down the enemy as quickly as possible. Of course, all the leaders of all the political parties, societies or trade unions not affiliated to our movement will be imprisoned and exemplary punishments will be applied to these individuals to quash rebel movements or strikes.
In the months running up to the coup d'etat, Mola, the chief planner of the conspiracy, gave these guidelines to his collaborators. On the 19th of July, he reiterated this to the mayors of Navarre.
We have to instill terror. We must assert the feeling of control by unscrupulously and unhesitatingly eliminating all those that do not think like us.
The groups committed to the conspiracy plotted to fulfill the instructions of the leader. They immediately began to occupy the headquarters of parties, trade unions, the press, and other Republican organizations. Yet the worst was still to come, because as well as occupying these headquarters, people were also detained. Some detainees were killed outright. Others were imprisoned in the different detention centers, the Pamplona prison, the San Cristobal stronghold, and the semi-clandestine centers that were set up by the Requetés and Falanges militants in the capital. From there, the henchmen took them out, after simulated release orders signed by the civil governor or other people in charge of the prison. As such, Navarre was dotted with mass graves, of which some 120 have been found. It's calculated that over 3,600 Navarran locals were brutally executed for their ideas, their bodies abandoned in the fields to be buried by the terrified neighbours of the villages near the graves. Our valley, like other valleys surrounding the capital, was the setting for many of these crimes. 9 mass graves have been discovered: Arathuri, Iron Bridge in Asiain, the 3 Crosses in Ibero, the Bridge of Thieves in Ibero, the border with Olza in Lithaswain, Thubimakura Bridge in Lithaswain, the cemetery in Ororbia, an undetermined location in Ororbia, and Lithgairu in Ororbia. Information has been found about 112 people who suffered punishments, of which 73 were murdered, neighbours from a dozen towns. This valley, Atarabia, Burlada, Pamplona Edruña, Ladraga, Melida, Uatearaquil, Valdizarbe, Obanos, Ondarroa, Caparroso, and Berbinzana. The vast majority of the killings took place in the first few months after the uprising. Many of those who suffered reprisals were Republican Party militants: PCE, PSOE, Izquierda Republicana, PNV, ANV, as well as from trade union organizations: UGT, CNT, ELA-STV. Others had no open political leaning, and all were victims of an immaculately designed regime of terror and chastisement in the months preceding the coup. After this massacre, silence and oblivion were imposed in an atmosphere of fear created by the Franco dictatorship. It was a time of lies and intimidation, in which Republican families were condemned to silence under the threat of following the same fate of those buried in the mass graves, should they raise their voices or protest. Despite these threats, some people kept the memories of these acts alive, and even took risky actions to recover the bodies of their loved ones. In recent years, thanks to memorial groups and many other collaborators, the memories of these victims have been recovered, saving them from the oblivion imposed by decades of dictatorship. Juan Pedro Herranz's father was killed in Ororbia, and his brothers Paco and Angel in Echauri. In the inauguration of the memorial park in Echauri, he spoke with immense affection and great bitterness.
Camaradas,
comrades, today you are no longer forgotten. I know you can hear me. Angel, Paco, you were murdered at the entrance of the cemetery the night before Maundy Thursday. You were not buried. It was Easter week, and no one was allowed to work. They waited for permission from the priest. Her mother died in 1978 in the hope that with the death of the dictator, the graves would be opened. It was not the case. The pact between the parties forbade it, one of which parties was yours. Ángel, Paco, the party for which you gave your lives betrayed you. It left you in the ditches, accepting governments polluted by war criminals. Ángel, Paco, you are resting in a very beautiful place, very close to where our father is resting, I think, and I will find out whether this is so. Your family has never forgotten you. I will tell you things that the sinister characters of institutional politics cannot hear, not even yours, because they are dangerous as enemies.
Now, 80 years after the start of the coup, a map of the graves has been created, and various remains have been exhumed and identified, and a memorial park has been built to let their memory live on and to remind people of the horror of repression during the war and the dictatorship.